You have a second for your procedural motion. You have a second. Oh, I think you'll have a quorum right up till midnight. You're not going to have a quorum till about midnight tomorrow night, and that's when we're still going to be here. Any further debate on the procedural motion? If you support the procedural motion, will you say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no? The procedural motion is adopted. What's the other one?
The other one is that last night we did not accept the committee's recommendation, and then we did not accept my substitute. So the overture number 26 from Calvary Presbytery is unacted on.
Right.
I would like to move that the assembly answer that in the negative.
Which was the committee's recommendation.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, because that came up this morning, and someone asked what would be the effect of it in the minutes, and I gave a ruling, and nobody challenged the ruling. I'm going to say that you are trying to reopen that business.
I am not, sir. I am giving an answer to a question that in the minutes has no action, and it is perfectly legal for us to make an action on it of the assembly. If the assembly answers this in the negative, we just put answer in the negative. Intervening business has intervened, and it is a proper motion. It is in order.
You are reopening the business of that committee.
Mr. Moderator.
Yes, sir.
The motion made by me was that we report, answer that with no action.
Right.
That was not a move.
And the committee on bills and overtures was adopted as a whole. You are moving to reopen the business of the committee on bills and overtures.
No, sir, I do not think I am. I think what Vaughn Hathaway did...
Now, don't argue with me. I'm just saying that that's what you're doing. Now, you can appeal to the assembly real quick, and we'll get it over with.
Look, I'm appealing to the assembly to answer this in the negative, and all you got to do is let the moderator say, all in favor of this motion, say yes, it's answered in the negative, and we're done.
I have ruled that you cannot do that. If the General Assembly wishes to sustain the moderator, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. You can't do it.
Okay.
Mr. Moderator, please ask the Assembly if we can open this business to give an answer to that in the negative.
All right. You want to
reconsider the report as a whole.
The report as a whole.
Now I want to reconsider that motion in order to put an answer to the negative in the minutes.
You want to reopen the business of that committee is what you want to do. And do you have a second? You have a second. Now, if you want to
point of order, Mr. Moderator.
Point of order.
When the moderator ruled that no action had been taken, the words no action were proper and should have been the answer of this assembly to that overture.
It is.
Yes, Mr. Moderator.
He wants to change it.
That's what would be in the minutes. No action was taken.
Now
Unless we do open it.
He has a second, in effect, to reconsider. That's what he has. And he's already argued. And I'm going to put the vote on whether or not we want to reconsider the action which adopted that report as a whole. If you want to reconsider, bearing in mind what he has in mind, say aye. If you don't, say no.
Mr. Moderator, while we have a little lull, the 5-in-5 loan applications are now available, and if any of you desire to have copies of them, the temporary clerks will be glad to bring them to you. If you hold up your hands,
Dick, you know we're going to refer this one more time so you don't get home. Number of offices in the church. And I want the stated clerk to tell us where we are in respect. I believe we are almost ready to adopt the report as a whole, or to...
Point of order, Mr. Moderator.
Point of order.
We cannot adopt the report as a whole because recommendation number 9, consideration on recommendation number 9, has been postponed until we hear the report of the Committee of Commissioners on Judicial Business.
You're correct.
That being the case, we cannot take up the number of officers on the church at this time, and I'm going to request that we take constitutional documents instead. A committee on constitutional documents instead, just to avoid further confusion.
And along with that, the subcommittee,
subcommittee
on editorial subcommittee ought to be prepared too. I have a notice that Mr. Ulysses D. Thomas's coat is with one of the temporary clerks up here.
Don't bring it up until you can finish it. Report of the Committee on Constitutional Documents. Is Mr. Barker in the room, or is Mr.
Excuse the mission to the world, or mission to the United States Committee, permanent, new permanent committee a few minutes ago, and they had hiring moderator's sermon. Any of you would like to have those? They're on the table in front.
I'm asking Commissioner Paul Settle to preside while this report is in progress.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Moderator, may we have a word of prayer? Thank you for the many, many predecessors over the generations. Mr. Moderator, fathers and brethren, the Constitutional Documents Committee report is found on page 1401. And we'd just like to report that your committee has done two areas of work during the past year. The first regards the study edition of the Confession of Faith and Catechisms with scriptural footnotes. And in compliance with the Fifth General Assembly, we've prepared a study edition of the doctrinal standards using the edition of the Free Presbyterian Church of Scotland, with three changes in our edition being substituted with the scriptural proof text of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church edition. The Christian Education and Publications Committee has prepared the paste-on corrections and now have the study guide available for $2. You can order this. The committee has also worked with the Special Editorial Subcommittee in the assignment of preparing a complete and edited edition of the Book of Church Order in the near future. A partial report of the progress is contained in this report. Slow progress is being made with a scriptural proof text for the Book of Church Order. It's apparent that such an assignment cannot be completed until the editorialized copy is in hand. This is in accord with the minutes of the 1977 General Assembly. Our recommendation number 1, that the members take advantage of the Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechism with scriptural proof text study edition and make suggestions to the Constitutional Document Committee regarding additions or deletions. Second, that the Constitutional Documents Committee not alter the present confession with a chapter on the theology of missions at this time. Third, that a partial report of the Special Editorial Committee report and the Constitutional Documents Committee analysis be studied along with the comments of the Constitutional Documents Committee. You have this on the next page, 1501, and then 1502 following. If you look at page 1502, for instance, you find the present Book of Church Order is drawn up by your Constitutional Documents Committee and approved by the General Assembly. Then the editorial improvement on that, the corrections on the right-hand side, and then you have our comments, our committee's comments on changes that were made by the editorial committee. Sometimes we felt that the change was more than an editorial change. Sometimes we felt it changed the substance, which may be an improvement, but we just felt we should call this to the attention of the committee, of the assembly. The final point, back on page 1401, that the Constitutional Documents Committee continue its work until the final work is done and placed in the hands of the General Assembly for constitutional action. I think we probably ought to go back and take these recommendations one at a time for the Assembly's approval, Mr. Moderator, and maybe when we get to recommendation number 3, ask for Aiken to enter in at that point with his editorial committee.
There's no objection. We'll follow that procedure. Hearing no. So ordered.
Recommendation number 1, then, that members take advantage and so on, I move this recommendation.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Hearing no discussion, so ordered.
Recommendation 2, that the Constitution Documents Committee not alter the present confession with a chapter on the theology of missions at this time. I move this.
You've heard the motion. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
And recommendation number 3, and I'd like, if you would, to hear from Aiken Taylor at this time with his comments on this.
Hear from Dr. Taylor.
Mr. Moderator.
Dr. Taylor.
It was the original intent of the editorial committee that the General Assembly pick up the material which is before you beginning on page 1502 and examine it in detail with suggestions, with mandates, with any action that the assembly wished to take, and then send our committee back for a year to incorporate these suggestions and bring the finished form of government to the 1979 General Assembly for adoption. Quite obviously, what we had in mind would have taken at least an entire day of this General Assembly. It was to have been handled by the Reverend Palmer Robertson, who did most of the draft work on the text, but who was called back to Philadelphia due to a death within his congregation. In the absence of other members of the committee, I find myself in the embarrassing position of seeming to want to be on the floor after having been in the chair. But it's just because I'm here. With that in mind, I have a procedural motion which, if the assembly accepts, may affect the report which is before you. I shall read the procedural motion, Mr. Moderator, with your permission.
Carry on.
In view of the pressure of business, 1, that the assembly decline to receive for action the report of the special editorial committee. 2, that the committee be given 15 minutes to explain the status of its work and to answer questions. 3, that sessions forward their suggestions and comments on the proposed form of government to the committee by December 1, 1978. 4, that the committee present a completed form of government for adoption by the 7th General Assembly. That comes with the second of the committee, Mr. Moderator, as a procedural. No, it doesn't. It comes as a main motion. It comes as a main motion. It comes as a substitute for number 3, yes, sir.
The motion will be accepted as a substitute for number 3. It's on page 1401. Is there discussion? Microphone 7.
Mr. Moderator, Vaughn Hathaway, Grace Presbytery. I apologize for speaking, but I feel that I must. we have assigned a task to the editorial committee to edit the Book of Church Order, not to change it in substance. They're going to report back to us at a General Assembly. We're going to adopt this in one General Assembly, and that is a substantial change, not an amendment procedure. In other words, we're going to be adopting a program. We're going to change the Book of Church Order and adopt it in one General Assembly.
Vaughn, I really believe you're out of order. I think you're debating the substance of the edited Book of Church Order, not the motion that's before us.
Mr. Moderator,
recommendation
number 9 is that it reports back to 1979 for adoption.
The committee wishes to explain its status, if you will allow it, and I would hope that you would not debate and vote on the status of the committee until the committee has had a chance to explain its status. That's all I want.
I accept the ruling of the chair.
Hold it and see. Further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, would you like to hear it read? There were four parts. All in favor of the motion, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The motion carries. We have 15 minutes to explain.
Mr. Moderator, the time was requested because of the somewhat complex place in which we find ourselves. Let me review the history of the work of this committee. At the Jackson General Assembly, we began the process of adopting a Book of Church Order. After more than a day of discussion and debate, we had proceeded, I don't recall whether it was 2 pages or 3 pages, but the process appeared to some interminable. It was my privilege to offer the motion that instead of proceeding to approve the document before us, perfect it, and then adopt it as a Book of Church Order, that instead we adopt what we had in our hands as a working document, with the understanding that an editorial committee would be appointed to rewrite the entire thing for the General Assembly to take up in due time. And mention was made of the possibility of 5 years. So that commissioners who felt that the Book of Church Order should be changed at this or that point would have something in hand that they could live with until a new Book of Church Order was placed in their hands. Now, our committee has felt that in the light of that mandate, we were not so much editing a document which the assembly was satisfied with, but proceeding in effect to do what the assembly had discovered was an interminable process if it was to be done on the floor. We have felt ourselves bound by one chief consideration. In the interim, as the assembly has made decisions regarding the Book of Church Order by amendment in the succeeding years, we have felt that those decisions were mandated upon us, because the original book having been adopted as a working document, the assembly of next year then decided that it wanted to firm up this paragraph or firm up that paragraph, and we decided that the assembly at that point was doing what it had assigned to our committee to do, and so we accepted it and incorporated those decisions into the work that we were doing. Where the assembly did not mandate specific changes and the like, we felt that we had perfect freedom to write a new Book of Church Order because the assembly
had been interrupted, as it were, in its own process of adopting its book of church order and had turned the nasty job over to us. So we felt that what we had was more than a mandate simply to edit. For this reason, there are changes which, in the view of some, are considered substantive and substantial. They are. There has been rearrangement. There has been a reshifting of paragraphs and of chapters. There has been, for example, the elimination of references to discipline because we wanted to incorporate all references to discipline in the book of discipline. On the other hand, we have written into the book some things that we did not want to write into the book simply because the assembly said, do it. The chief illustration is on page 1520. 1520, 1520. If you will look on page 15 and 20, you will notice that there is a provision regarding the functioning of the nominating committee. You will notice that the Committee on Constitutional Documents in the right-hand column says it's absolutely unworkable. Well, the General Assembly said that the nominating committee would function as follows. We took that as a mandate and we tried to adapt it in what seemed to be a workable form. Now, whether the constitutional document's comment refers to our adaptation of the assembly's mandate or to the assembly's mandate, we don't know. But they say it's unworkable. But we didn't like it. We wanted another process for nominations. But the assembly had specifically adopted a certain process for nominations, so we wrote it into the book. Now, at other points in this book, there is the comment of the Constitutional Documents Committee, other language is better, or we think you left out something important, or we think you included something that was unnecessary. Now, we have felt as a committee that we were working in conjunction with and in cooperation with the Constitutional Documents Committee. On the other hand, our committee has not felt that we were in effect reporting to the Constitutional Documents Committee in somewhat the same fashion that an architect might report to another architect before the second architect submits the plans to a client. If the first architect is going to draw plans for a client and then submit it to a second architectural firm to draw plans before it goes to the client, the first architect is likely to feel, well, let the second man do the work. We have felt that our direct responsibility was to the assembly and that the Constitutional Documents Committee had a responsibility to add its comments and suggestions to go along with ours, which in effect would help the assembly recognize places of difference and would help the assembly decide whether or not it wanted to do something about places where differences of opinion appeared. So we have felt that the process would be helpful in that fashion. So we come to the assembly with 19 chapters, which means that we're just about short of having the entire form of government ready to present for adoption. We expected to have this document perfected in this assembly and back for adoption next year. If the assembly accepts the motion, or if the assembly decides to do so, it may remand this paper to us for anything you want us to do with it. Our suggestion is that to save time and on account of the pressure of business today, you see what you have before you, you take it home, you discuss it with your session, you decide what comments and suggestions you want to make, you send these to the committee,
We will not consider such comments and suggestions a mandate, of course, because they will not come with an assembly vote, but we will consider them seriously, and then when we come back to you next year, it will be with a form of government for adoption, which, as far as we are concerned, the assembly has not yet done. It has a working document which it did adopt, yes, but we believe, or we feel, we think, that it was adopted with the idea that one of these days something more desirable would be placed in its hands. I'll say this final word. We have spent hours on this thing. This is tedious. We have discovered that about 2 days at a time is all that our committee can stand before we are at each other's throats. We have men on this committee who are really representative of the church. Dr. Robertson, Palmer Robertson, has done the fundamental draft of the document. We have Pat Patterson, the chairman of the administrative committee, who stands by as a pastor. We have Fred Thompson, who stands by as a pastor. We have Ed Mathis from the Granada Church, who has plenty of expertise as a layman, and I get my word in edgewise every once in a while as an editor. The paper is before you. The recommendation is that of the committee. We stand ready to do whatever the assembly wants done.
We have 5 minutes for questions. Mr. Donahue, microphone 5.
May I speak a word to the assembly to make them aware of what's going on here so that it doesn't look like there's any competition or battle between the editorial committee and the Constitutional Documents Committee. All we were asked to do in this relation was to read the edited copy on behalf of the assembly, to make comments to be sure that the original intent of the original Constitutional Documents Committee was understood. Now, that's why the three columns are presented. Now, Dr. Robertson asked me to say before he left for Philadelphia to the assembly that his proposal will be that these two committees this year sit down together. And before anything is printed in the handbook next year, that we would have had an opportunity to go over these. We were working at a disadvantage on the Constitutional Documents Committee because we were only sent the chapters that are printed in the handbook. And we assumed that some things were going to be taken up at other places, but we could not say that with a great deal of certainty. So we had to note some changes and some substantive changes in these early chapters that we hope will be. But when you read our comments there, it's with that in mind. Not judgmental on the editorial committee, but merely at this point, the original intent was or was not preserved, making an assumption that we hope it would be later. So our intention, if it's the understanding of the editorial subcommittee, is that as they work on, we're going to sit down with them to read these things together so that when they come back to the assembly next year, there'll not be a great deal of debate on the floor. But I would remind the assembly that this action of procedure that was just taken could mean that we adopt in one assembly a very different book of church order than we adopted over the 3 years, and that's a long process, and that's what's going to be involved if that's the way the assembly wants it. But we'll continue to do our job and work with them and cooperate as much as we can if that's the wish of the assembly.
Thank you. Further questions or comments? Microphone number 7.
Mr. Moderator, my question still is not answered. In my opinion, the present Book of Church Order spells out that the Book of Church Order may be amended and changed in substance only by the advice and consent of the presbyteries and the action of a subsequent assembly. The present motion before us suggests, I don't say that it says absolutely, but in my opinion it suggests that one assembly may adopt the Book of Church Order.
Mr. Moderator, I'm sorry, I have been off. Excuse me, if you want, Mr.
I want to speak to that.
Dr. Taylor.
It is the intent of the committee to bring a new Book of Church Order to the next assembly for adoption. the words by constitutional process, as far as we're concerned, is implied in that suggestion. It certainly would not be placed in effect by the vote of one assembly, no.
May I ask, would it help if we substituted the words for the consideration of the Seventh General Assembly rather than adoption of? Would that?
I accept that.
I think my remark would be in line with what Dr. Taylor just said, that there is no way that we can amend the Constitution except by constitutional process.
Would there be objection to our substituting those words for the consideration of the Seventh General Assembly rather than for the adoption of the Seventh General Assembly? That's the fourth part of that motion. Is there objection?
Only if you make it for consideration for adoption, so that no one next year would say, now, wait a minute, you said consider, and now you're proposing to adopt. We would want the Assembly to know that if it wished, it could do more than just consider.
Adopt only in terms of beginning the process.
Yes.
Is there objection to that wording? All right. Dr. Smith has asked for the floor at microphone 5.
May I have the statement of the motion that is on the floor?
Clerk.
In view of the pressure of business, one, that the Assembly declined to receive for action the report of the Special Editorial Committee. Two, that the committee be given 15 minutes to explain the status of its work and to answer questions. Three, that sessions forward their suggestions and comments on the proposed form of government to the committee by December 1st, 1978. Four, that the committee present a completed form of government. And this is where the controversy comes up.
For the consideration of.
By the Seventh General Assembly. The original wording is adoption. The editorial change is consideration. The proposal is to add consideration for adoption.
Now, Morton, do you understand that this has already been adopted? We are not debating this motion of four parts. What we are doing, we have taken up the second part, which is to give Dr. Taylor and or the committee 15 minutes to explain and to hear questions. So there is no motion before us at this time.
I'm sorry. I would like to have tried another motion. The only way I could do it would be if it were reconsidered, I guess, because the motion I would like to suggest to the Assembly is that the committee be thanked and dismissed.
But why don't you do that as a substitute?
Is it eligible for a substitute? Are we at that stage that I could move this as a substitute for this whole?
We've already adopted.
If you've already adopted it, I could not, unless it were reconsidered. And I could
not make a motion because I didn't vote for it.
No. Microphone number 9.
Mr. Elliott, I think in view of one or two factors, we might well move for reconsideration. So I move for reconsideration.
Motion for reconsideration is in order. The second is here. Mr. Moore. Can't hear you, Jim.
A man can't get up and give his reasons for making a motion of that nature. The motion should be declared out of order for that reason.
Thank you. You're correct. I stand corrected. Microphone number 9.
Mr. Moderator, I move that we reconsider.
Is there a second to the motion to reconsider? There is a second. The motion is before you.
Mr. Moderator, I would speak in favor of reconsideration by indicating the kind of motion I would like to make and like to see the Assembly adopt, because we've gone through this whole process in recent years, and I think we're just putting ourselves back into that, and I think it's unnecessary at this stage, and that's why I would favor the opportunity of having reconsideration to offer this motion.
Further discussion on the motion to reconsider. Microphone number 9.
Yeah, Mr. Moderator, having made the motion to reconsider, Frank Moser, Ascension, I'd just like to ask I'd like to hear Dr. Taylor and Dr. Smith comment on their reaction to simply dismissing this committee. Seems to me that rather leaves the whole thing in a state of limbo of some kind.
All right, that's a proper question, Dr. Taylor.
I do not know of any assignment I have ever had in my life which has been more difficult or distasteful in some ways. And I can think of nothing that would please me more than to put it down, set it aside, give it to someone else, forget it. If the General Assembly wishes to leave the General Assembly with its present book of church order, I don't know a member of the committee that would object. The committee has felt that the General Assembly felt that the piecemeal patchwork handed down document it's been laboring under could be rewritten in a new, modern, systematic form of government and book of church order prepared, and that this was the intent of the Jackson Assembly, and this is what we've been working on. But what the Assembly wants to do with it certainly does not disturb us one way or the other.
The questioner asked that Dr. Smith also respond to that.
Well, I've already stated the fact that the Assembly has spent these first 3 or 4 years working on the Book of Church Order. Now, in the next report that I assume you'll be hearing in the next few minutes from the judicial business, you're going to have a long, major suggestions of revisions of 2 or 3 chapters dealing with this whole matter of licensure. And we are still at such a stage in the Assembly's life and the Church's life that we are still just putting in new materials of that sort all the way down the line. And it seems to me to assign this committee all of this work, they come in with revisions on what we have may well be voting out today. They have already prepared material on those chapters. It seems to me we're duplicating ourselves, and it's an unnecessary waste. I think we have a fairly good document. Granted that if you were doing it for an English assignment in a college classroom, you would possibly polish it in many ways, but we have a fairly good document. It's fairly well understood, and where we have places where it's unclear, let that be corrected by resolutions or overtures coming up from Presbyterians saying we need this particular point clarified, need this particular point, and I think we'll be constantly in that process. Even if you do this, the next year after you adopt the new book, you're going to have new proposals on new chapters. And I just think that we really are wasting unnecessary time, money, and energy on this.
The motion is to reconsider. I recognize Mr. Piper, microphone 8.
Call for the question.
The call for the question is in order. All in favor of putting the question, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The question is before you. The motion is to reconsider. All in favor of reconsidering, signify so by standing. Thank you. All opposed, signify so by the same sign. That with the reconsideration is before us, the motion carries.
Mr. Moderator.
Microphone number 5, Dr. Smith.
I move that the Special Editorial Committee on the Book of Church Order be thanked for its work and be dismissed.
Is there a second to the motion? The motion is that the present editorial committee be thanked and dismissed. Discussion, excuse me.
Mr. Moderator, I would judge it's an original.
Our parliamentarian indicates that this would properly be a substitute for the motion.
All right, I'll consider that.
We understand this then to be a substitute motion. It is before us. I recognize Mr. Smart at microphone 13.
I call for the question.
Ken, if you will, let me ask microphone 6, Dr. McAlpin, first. He was standing.
Mr. Chairman, we have spent these years in study. We have come up with 15 chapters, and there's only 7 more to go. And they promised to get the cream of the PCA brains working on these last 7 chapters to bring it in to us. And I, sir, think that we should not waste money and waste time like we have been doing, nitpicking over every little jot and tittle. And I favor continuing the committee, bringing in a well-worked-out idea for the whole book, and then continue year by year as your General Assembly and various sessions desire.
Thank you, sir. In the light of his remarks, how did you get on that committee, Aiken?
Point of order, Mr. Moderator.
Point of order?
I'm not understanding this. I must have missed something. We're talking about the form of government. There's a part 2 to the book, and there's a part 3 of Directory of Worship. When Dr. Taylor said 7 more chapters, he meant on part 1. There's a part 2 and a part 3.
Thank you. Microphone number 13, Mr. Smith.
Call for the question, sir.
The question is called for. All in favor of putting the question on the substitute motion, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's carried. The question is before you. I'll ask the clerk to read the motion so we'll know exactly what we're doing.
Move.
Microphone.
Move that the Special Editorial Committee on the Book of Church Order be thanked for its work and dismissed.
All in favor of the motion, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed,
sir.
No. I'm sorry, the chair is in doubt. All in favor, please stand. Remain standing until you can be either counted or visually. Let's try just standing and then being seated. Be seated, please. All opposed, no, stand.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty close.
I can't tell.
We're going to have to count. Please be seated, brethren. We'll ask those in favor to stand. And please remain standing until you can be counted. Any announcements or anything? Do you have some?
I may have some. I'm not sure.
Okay.
One announcement I need to make. It's my understanding that the former paper on the 5 and 5 that was passed out had an error in it, which has been corrected. So again, you need to destroy those and pick up the new one. And so if you hold your hands up, and the clerks can bring those to you at sometime later in the afternoon.
It's on the front page in the bottom paragraph. Has had
to be substituted.
Be seated, brethren. All those opposed, please stand and remain standing until you're counted.
Thank you.
You can lose it here somewhere.
You better bring it up.
Yeah, I think you better.
I could be summarizing it. One of these people is like, to me, he doesn't have a lot, but that's the way to vote.
Everybody thinks they've been counted.
Does everyone think he's been counted? It appears from the tally we have that we might have missed a section, but perhaps not.
On this vote just now is what we're thinking of.
On this vote, all everyone standing, I
suppose we'll have to go with this. Perhaps we better count this again, because this doesn't look quite correct. Brethren, if you will, those who are opposed to the motion, please remain standing and watch your clerks as they come by to make sure that you're counted.
They're still counting on no, voting
still,
no.
Still counting the no's. We're not counting the yes's right now, just the no's. That seemed to have been the problem.
Mr. Moderator, if I can have the attention of the assembly.
Let's hear the clerk.
As a matter of saving time, I have received a letter of communication from, well, it was handed to me by the Reverend John Galbraith of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church at lunch, signed by the stated clerk of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, addressed to us, regarding the fact, without my reading it all, let me just try to summarize what it is. It's regarding the fact that Christian Reformed Church has voted for women deaconesses.
Their RPNA have had it for 100 years and are about to vote it out. The RPCES is troubled by this and they are considering it.
And they want us to be able to participate with them in some sort of joint study, that all of them have a joint study. Now, it's beyond our present Interchurch Relations Committee's directives. What we need to do, if you will, after this, receive this and let me pass it to the Committee of Commissioners on Interchurch Relations. They can report when they come in a little later.
Would there be objection to that procedure, referring this to the Committee of Commissioners? See a man at microphone number 10, Mr. Cooley.
Mr. Moderator, we have a deadline in this court for receiving new business. This is well beyond that deadline. That cannot be received.
May I speak in defense of the clerk? This was handed to him as a communication to the whole assembly. He thought he at least must bring it, though he realized that...
The only way... It's not quite the same thing as a resolution being brought in to us from one of our own members, which would take the two-thirds rule. This is a thing that you could suspend the rules if you wanted to receive it. I don't know that you want to.
All right. We will not receive it.
Not deal with it.
Brethren, you may be seated, brethren. Thank you. The vote... Although those who were in favor, 152, okay. Those opposed, 98. So the motion now becomes the main motion. Do you understand the motion? No? Will you read that motion again?
Move that the Special Editorial Committee on the Book of Church Order be thanked for its work and dismissed.
Microphone number 10.
Mr. Moderator, can we debate this motion now?
Yes, this is the main motion.
Mr. Moderator, fathers and brethren, we simply cannot dismiss this committee that has worked so hard for so many years. Let's give them one more year to finish the first part of the book. Then maybe we can dismiss them. I think we ought to vote this motion down.
Further discussion? Microphone number 7, Mr. Parks.
Mr. Moderator, I would speak in opposition to, I would speak in favor of the main motion that we do express our thanks to the committee and that I favor the motion and encourage you to vote for it. Thank you.
Microphone number 12, Mr. Allen.
Mr. Moderator, as I recall, when we set up this committee, I was at the assembly and the purpose of the committee was to simply make editorial adjustments in language, and now we're coming in with substantive changes. And this was a concern I had at the time, and I still have that concern, and I think we should dismiss the committee, let overtures come up in the proper manner through the Judicial Business Committee, and the amendments to the Book of Church Order be made that way.
Microphone number 7, Mr. Clements.
In favor of the motion.
And then microphone number 13, Mr. Dunkerley. Mr. Clements first.
Don Clements, Central Georgia. I move the previous question.
I'm sorry, Don, but...
The previous question.
You're right.
Both are calling the same thing.
They were calling the same thing, and I really was out of order in asking them to wait. Question has been called for. All in favor of putting the question signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's carried. The question is before you. Do you need to have it read? All in favor of the motion signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. I believe the noes have it. However, it was close. And let's go for a division. All of those in favor, please stand.
You all just want to stand up. That's all it is.
Please stand. Remain standing until your count. Remain standing until you're counted. Please be sure you're counted. Watch the clerks as they come by you. Who's counting up here?
Mr. Moderator, there are a couple of more announcements that can be made. There are a few more copies of the moderator's retiring sermon. A few more copies of those available, and should they run out, you'll be glad to take a request list. I believe that's all I have right now.
You may be seated. All of those opposed to the motion, please stand and remain standing. And again, please do watch your clerks.
And again, Mr. Moderator, I'm going to try to expedite matters and take care of a little matter at this point.
The ordinary docket, as we have announced it, is to be following down what you find on page 2, which would mean after this constitutional documents, we'd move to divorce, then interchurch relations, judicial business. It's been suggested to me by a commissioner that we have the most important piece of business left is judicial business. And Mr. Moderator, if I may, contrary to Mr. Moore, still make an announcement at this point, or make a motion at this point, I would move that we amend the docket to put judicial business next.
It's been moved and seconded. If there's no objection, I'll receive that as in order.
And then follow the order in the book.
Been moved and seconded that the judicial business be brought before us next. Then we'll follow the order in the book. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's carried. So judicial business will be before us next. Okay, just a second. You may be seated, brethren. The count was 173 for, 98 against.
173 for, 98 against. The motion is carried. The 98 against. The motion is carried. The committee is thanked and dismissed. Mr. Barker is asking, where does this leave him?
Mr. Moderator.
Mr. Barker.
I'm assuming that this answers our recommendation number 3, in effect. In other words, this recommendation is not accepted, I would take it, by the Assembly.
I think that would be correct, would it not, that the entire matter now is dropped? Is that the understanding of the Assembly, that the entire matter now is dropped? I suppose so, Frank. And excuse me, just a moment. Microphone 10 and then microphone 5. Mr. Cooley?
Mr. Moderator, I move that the Constitutional Documents Committee be thanked and dismissed.
Second.
All right. Great unanimity.
Write it down.
Discussion?
What day and time?
All in favor of the motion to
thank and dismiss the Constitutional Documents Committee to say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's carried. Frank, I didn't give you an opportunity to speak. Did you want it?
No.
I'm sorry. Didn't think so.
I move that the committee's report as a whole be adopted.
All right. That motion in order. Is there a second? Been moved and seconded that the report as a whole be adopted. Microphone 5.
All right. Microphone 11. 11.
Bill Byton, South Florida Presbytery. Is a procedural motion in order at this time?
Yes. Procedural motion.
I move that the report of the Ad Interim Committee to Study Divorce not be considered by the Sixth General Assembly, that it be given high priority for consideration by the 1979 General Assembly. If I get a second, I'll speak to it.
Procedural motion is in order. It has been seconded. Mr. Byton would like to speak to it.
I have three reasons. First of all, the
committee work has been very thorough, but the two reports that we have before us represent substantially different positions.
Secondly, the basic principles that are to be debated
will not change during the next year, and so no harm will come by the delay. And thirdly, the issue is very weighty and will have an immediate impact on the selection of officers in every church in the denomination. And so in order to obtain maximum support for the result, I believe we should have maximum participation in the debate, and I don't believe we can achieve that today. Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion? Leon, microphone 8, Mr. Wardell.
Dell, Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. If it's in order, Mr. Moderator, I would like to make a substitute motion for what's on the floor just now. Is that in order?
What's on the floor just now is the procedural motion related to the report of the Committee on Divorce.
Well, maybe you could help me in what I'd like to do. What I'd like to do is to see that this Adirondack Committee on Theology had a different representation than what has been on it, and what I had planned to do was
to ask the General Assembly to either make a new committee or expand the present representation to get another view which does not show up in the report at all. So I would just like to know how to do this properly.
You could substitute.
Okay, but would it be
a procedural one that I'd be substituting?
Mr. Moderators, I understand the first motion, it was to the effect that this report would not be dealt with and there would be no further study with it.
It would just be this report coming back. And
what you would need to do would be to make a substitute to appoint a new committee for further study.
That's correct.
Well, if this wording is proper, I would present it.
Let's hear it.
That the Sixth General Assembly resubmit this report for further study, that a new ad interim Theological Committee on Divorce be elected, and that the Committee on Nominations present a slate of nominees to the Sixth General Assembly, being certain that there is representation by those holding to the view that although divorce and remarriage may not hinder service in the church, it does affect a man's qualifications for ordination.
That's in order.
If I have a second,
is there a second?
There is a second. You may speak to it.
As I looked at the report, I recognized, obviously, the work that had been done, and I sensed a little confusion between the issue of
whether when there's repentance there, there is forgiveness, and there'd be no question about that. But what came to my mind is the way God dealt with Moses in his leadership role and his qualifications to be the leader of the children of Israel. When he destroyed the type of Christ in the wilderness
by striking the rock instead of speaking to it, God took him away from his leadership role. And I believe that there is a parallel when divorce and remarriage takes place. You're destroying the type between Christ and the church. Christ does not put away the church when the church is unfaithful to him. We're not dealing in the matter of whether there's forgiveness. We're dealing in the matter of proper qualifications to lead the church. And we were exhorted in the worship service to obey what the scriptures teach concerning the church. And I do feel this needs to be reconsidered, not necessarily fully discussed now, but reconsidered in another committee.
Thank you. Further discussion? I'll take microphone 7, then microphone 15, then microphone 16, in that order. Mr. Case, microphone 7.
Mr. Moderator, Gene Case, Grace Presbytery, I'd like to move to amend this substitute motion, if that's possible.
Yes.
I would like to move to amend that there will also be included on this committee those who do not believe that remarriage is ever possible in the case of divorce. If I have a second, I'd like to speak to it.
It is seconded. The amendment then is before us.
Mr. Moderator, I am not exactly thrilled with the idea that a committee that is raised should ever have a certain number of individuals who are committed to one position as just a matter of setting up the committee. But since this other motion is before us, I want to be sure that the viewpoint which I personally hold also gets some representation on that committee if we're going to begin to represent various viewpoints. Thank you.
Microphone 15, then microphone 16, and then microphone 5. 15.
Mr. Moderator, Henry Decker, North Georgia Presbytery. I believe that the brother raising the question as to another view, this was on the committee. This view was expressed in the committee, and therefore I see no need for another committee. I think the majority and the minority report are sufficient for the General Assembly to consider action upon. Thank you.
You're speaking against the amendment, Henry, is that right? And microphone 16.
Mr. Moderator, I want to speak against the substitute after you dispose of the amendment.
All right, let's go then to microphone 5. And then, John, are you up at microphone 8? All right.
Edwin Elliott from Covenant Presbyterian. I want to speak against the modification of the substitution which was just presented by Mr. Case. Our confession of faith specifically teaches that the opposite of what he is suggesting is the standard of our church. It should technically be impossible to find anybody to support his view in our assembly.
Nope. We come to microphone number 8, John Reeves.
I want to speak after the amendment has been disposed of.
All right, you're waiting to speak then to the substitute, I suppose. All right.
Harry, you're doing the same, aren't you?
Right.
Come back to Vaughn Hathaway, microphone 7.
Mr. Moderator, Vaughn Hathaway, Grace Presbytery. To correct something that the former speaker just said, it would be possible if that person had filed in his presbytery an exception to the confession of faith.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the amendment, which was brought to us by Mr. Case? Are you doing this, David? Microphone 12.
I'd like to call the question on the amendment.
Calling the question on the amendment. All in favor of putting the question on the amendment, which is to close debate upon the amendment, say aye.
All opposed, same sign. It's carried. All in favor of the amendment, do you need to have it read? You do want it read, Mr. Clerk. The amendment is that...
No, that's the wrong one. I don't have a copy of that.
the case amendment to the substitution. Move to amend that
there be included those who do not believe remarriage is ever possible.
All right, you've heard the motion. Thank you. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The amendment is lost.
We are back to the substitute.
Mr. Miller wanted to speak to the substitute, and I believe John Reeves. Harry? Microphone 16, I'm sorry.
Mr. Moderator, I had resolved not to speak any more than I did yesterday, but I can't keep still. We have a report. We have not discussed it. It has been the work of a committee for the year. I agree we should not discuss it with half the assembly already on the way home, but I see no need for this committee, for this assembly, to go to the expense of having an ad interim committee meet further when we have not even considered the report that's been brought before us. If next year we don't like the report, then is the time to recommit it and have a committee draw hundreds and thousands of dollars from the assembly's coffers to continue meeting and studying. But until we have debated it, until we have seen whether we are satisfied with it, I think it is folly to ask the committee to continue its work. Thank you.
Microphone number 8, John Reeves.
John Reeves, Grace Presbytery. I have a question. How is this committee to be chosen? Is it to be referred to the nominating committee?
Yes, the motion stipulates that it shall be referred to the nominating committee that will report to this assembly.
Then I would like to speak against it for two reasons.
Mr. Miller really has stated the first for my reason, so I won't repeat that. But the second is that I'm not even sure the nominating committee could get a quorum and do the proper nomination. So I would speak also against the substitute motion that is before us.
Is there anyone speaking for the substitute? Charles? Don? We go then to microphone 14, Charles Perrin.
Charlie Perrin, Minute Laney.
Sir, I move we table this matter for the 6th General Assembly.
Motion to table.
It is in order.
It's not debatable. All in favor of the motion to table, which in effect is to cut everything off, put it on the table, it's not debatable. Microphone 10.
Point of order, Mr. Moderator. You cannot table beyond the meeting of a stated assembly. You can postpone, but you cannot table.
And postpone indefinitely. Hold just a moment. Point of information, microphone 8.
Mr. Moderator, can you table a procedural motion?
Can you table a procedural motion? You can table anything. You can table anything.
The effect of tabling will, Mr. Moderator,
a look of absolute incredulity on Mr. Piper's face. Our parliamentarian says we can table anything. All right. Go to microphone 11, then to 15. Microphone 11, we're not debating the motion to table.
This is a question.
All right.
If we do table, then will this committee, whose report we have not yet discussed, be automatically dismissed?
No,
because then we'd
still have this motion before us. Oh,
no, the table
would take them both. That's right.
Yeah.
But it would not be dismissed. Just nothing would be done.
Doesn't it take everything with it?
Yes. Yeah.
But if it cannot be tabled beyond this assembly, then what happens to the committee and its report?
Well, we cry a lot.
is it gone?
It's just in some kind of limbo, I suppose. What would happen to it?
Well, it seems to me that ought to be clarified before the vote is taken as to what the effect of it will be.
That's a good point. Just a moment. We are feverishly consulting reference volumes.
That's right.
Mr. Moore at microphone 7, reference volume par excellence.
The effect of tabling a motion is to put it into the hands of the clerk for keeping until we're ready to discuss it at a later time. It is not debatable. A simple majority carries the vote. And all questions relating to it are out of order.
Thank you. That's helpful.
I don't see this restriction about not tabling.
All right.
Mr. Moderator, our ruling would be that the clerk could have it on the thing, and at the next General Assembly, the motion would be in order to remove it from the table.
That's right.
The ruling of our parliamentarian is that to adopt the motion to table would be to indeed put it on the table until the next General Assembly. At the next General Assembly, a motion would be in order for it to be removed from the table and considered at that time. It would be in the hands of the stated clerk until that time. That's what Mr. Perrin was intending to do, he says.
We have to vote. No more questions.
We cannot have more questions, for it is out of order to question. We must vote
on the motion to table.
All in favor? I'm sorry, Bob. It truly is out of order. All in favor of the motion to table signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. The motion is tabled. And that means that everything that goes with that is tabled.
Microphone number 5. Did we ever vote on that? Mr. Moderator, would you respond to where we are with regards to the question that was placed before us during a vote a while ago?
Yes.
Regarding the study of the deaconess in the church. What did we do with that, and where are we?
Two things. First of all, if I understand it correctly, we are now back to the motion that was on the floor when we began with that procedural motion, which is that we dismissed
with thanks the Constitutional Documents Committee. That is before us.
I think we passed that.
Did we pass that?
And we passed the report as a whole.
All right. We adopted the whole. I'm corrected. Constitutional Documents Committee. That is before us.
I think we passed that.
Did we pass that?
And
yes. You sure?
The report as a whole.
All right. We adopted that as a whole. I'm corrected. As I understand it was, we did not receive that communication because it was new business and it was too late.
Fine. Mr. Moderator, what will happen to that will be that it will be handed on to the permanent committee, but they will not be authorized by this assembly to do anything about it. Unless they feel they have the authority, they won't be able to do anything about it.
Thank you. Now we go to the...
I think judicial business is what we've called on.
The order before us is the matter of judicial business.
I'm sorry. Microphone 15. Moderator, Henry Decker, North Georgia Presbytery. Is a question in order
at this time? Is it possible to request this General Assembly to put the issue of the divorce report on next year's docket? Is it?
Not now. We've tabled that. The only way we can get back to it is to take it off the table next year.
I would judge, unless I'm directed otherwise, I will include it in the handbook. I will have the statement. This was tabled by the last assembly. Unless I should, I'd be glad to do otherwise if you don't want it included,
but I would assume that's what you want me to do.
Is there objection to that procedure? Microphone 13.
Stood the motion to table to the next General Assembly. If that was the wording of the meeting, then we're the motion, then we're already mandated to take it off the table and include it in the docket of the next General Assembly.
But it would still take a motion to get it off the table at the next assembly.
That could be, but it could be docketed. Could it not?
Microphone 3.
The motion did not say the next General Assembly. It said motion to table the motion on divorce.
Microphone 7, whom I think he's going to say... This matter has been tabled. Further discussion is out of order. If it isn't taken off of the table before we adjourn, the matter is dead.
Thank you. All right, microphone number 15, Mr. Stanway.
In his speaking from microphone 14 to present his motion, the man who made the motion said specifically, table until the
He said the sixth General Assembly. He meant the next General Assembly, but he specifically made reference to another General Assembly.
We have the written document with his signature on it.
He did not write it in that way.
These papers are very significant. That's why we ask you to sign them. That signature is not just to help us know your spelling, but to make sure that that's what you have in mind. And we ask for the date and the time on them so that later on when we're correcting the minutes, we can be sure of the order of these things.
Mr. Decker?
Mr. Moderator, this is chaos, though.
General Assembly, but he specifically made reference to another General Assembly.
We have the written document with his signature on it.
He did not write it in that way.
These papers are very significant. That's why we ask you to sign them. That signature is not just to help us know your spelling, but to make sure that that's what you have in mind. And we ask for the date and the time on them so that later on when we're correcting the minutes, we can be sure of the order of these things.
Microphone number 15, Mr. Decker.
Mr. Moderator, this is chaos, though. If a gentleman says one thing and then the written is otherwise, we're not voting intelligently, nor are we voting on what we heard. And that would mean that every issue that comes before the General Assembly would have to be read before we vote, and that is not the procedure which we've been carrying out in this General Assembly.
Well, I think you're correct. We need to be precise. And I'm making our motions and writing our motions. Microphone 14.
The language of a motion when I made it verbally would be to table this divorce issue for this sixth General Assembly. The motion when I made it verbally would...
Well, I think you're correct. We need to be precise. And I'm making our motions and writing our motions. Microphone 14.
The language of a motion when I made it verbally would be to table this divorce issue for this sixth General Assembly and intends to get it off of the floor now, and it can be brought up in the next General Assembly, and the gentleman took it up really before I finished writing what I wanted to write. But that's what I said, and the commissioners listening knew that's what I said.
Mr. Moderator, may I read the effect of simple tabling in an organization that holds regular business sessions?
Quarterly or oftener.
No, that doesn't apply. That's not.
We don't hold them quarterly or oftener.
In assemblies that do not have regular sessions as often as quarterly, a question laid on the table can remain there only until the end of the current session, and unless taken from the table earlier, the matter dies with the close of that session. Mr. Moore is correct.
Microphone number 11, Bill.
Bill Byton, South Florida. Just by way of reminder, I did stand here a few minutes ago and specifically asked what the effect of tabling would be before the men voted on it. And I was clearly advised that tabling would put it on the table but leave it for the next General Assembly. And I think that's the way everyone voted. That's certainly the way I voted, and I voted for it, and I would not have voted for it otherwise. And it seems to me that if that is not the effect, that we ought to have the opportunity to reconsider that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Byton. Microphone number 4, Mr. Williamson.
I make a motion, we take it off the table.
Removed and seconded that the matter be taken.
Motion, we take it off the table.
For it, and I would not have voted for it otherwise. And it seems to me that if that is not the effect, that we ought to have the opportunity to reconsider that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Byton. Microphone number 4, Mr. Williamson.
I make a motion, we take it off the table.
It's been moved and seconded that the matter be taken off the table. And that's in order. All. That's not debatable. Not debatable, sir. All in favor of the motion to take the matter of divorce off the table, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Mr. Williamson, the motion is carried. It's off the table. Mr. Williamson at 4.
Postpone consideration to the next.
Microphone 7, rising to a point of order.
Mr. Moderator, I'm sorry, but we have not made progress. To take off the table, it demands progress.
Your statement that we have not made progress is so true.
Look, moderator.
Microphone 4.
I make a motion. We table the matter until the next sixth.
Postpone.
You had to postpone the matter to the sixth General Assembly.
Seventh General Assembly.
All right, seven.
Is there any misunderstanding as to which General Assembly is meant? Seventh General Assembly. All right, and that has been seconded. Matters to postpone. It's not debatable. All in favor of the motion to postpone until the seventh General Assembly, signify so by saying, Byron, number 12. Microphone 12.
Did you rule on whether or not this motion is in order?
I think it is in order. He's going right back on the table. I think technically it was out of order. We certainly hadn't made any progress. If there's objection, we'll go back to that. I'd be glad to go back. Are you objecting, Byron? No, I didn't make a motion, a ruling, because I thought we were moving on. I thought we were making progress. All right. If there's no objection to our allowing Mr. Williamson to make the motion, which more or less is before us. All right, it is before us. It is the motion to postpone until the 7th General Assembly. Do we understand that? All right. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Microphone 13. Henry.
Question, if we were to do this, would this be included in the minutes?
Yes, it would have.
So that we could look at them and review them?
Yes, we're postponing, which means that the matter will be printed in the minutes and will be docketed. Is that understood? All right. All in favor, excuse me, microphone 11. Mr. Leppard.
Moderator, I'd like to request that the clerk read the written motion so this time we know what we're voting on.
All right, that's in order. Please read it, Mr. Clerk.
I move we postpone the divorce report until the 7th General Assembly.
All in favor of the motion, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, that's in order. Please read it, Mr. Clerk.
I move we postpone the divorce report until the 7th General Assembly.
All in favor of the motion, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is carried. The matter is postponed. The matter of judicial business is before us. Microphone number 8, Mr. Piper.
Mr. Barker was cut off a while ago before he ever got a vote on his report as a whole.
I asked Mr. Barker if he wanted to speak, and he indicated no.
No, I mean there was no vote. The procedural motion was made before the Assembly ever dealt with that report, finally.
That was my understanding, but I was told that we did vote on that.
Maybe we did vote.
I don't think we ever did vote on the motion to adopt the report as a whole. Is that correct?
I think you may be right.
All right. It shouldn't be in the minutes, I thought. We never did really get back to it. Frank, microphone 11.
That's right. We never did vote on it.
I think you're right. Thank you. I apologize.
I'd like to move we vote on it.
All right. Let's vote on that to adopt the report of the Constitutional Documents Committee as a whole. Discussion, microphone number 7.
I beg your pardon.
You have it. All in favor, signify so by saying, do you know what you're voting on? All in favor, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's carried. Thank you, Frank. Are you ready?
Take it back.
Judicial business. Mr. Chairman, we are ready for your prayer.
Gentlemen, shall we pray? Our God in heaven, we do indeed look to you now as
the author of that which is
not of
chaos, but of order. And among those things which fall into this category is the matter of discipline. And we look to you now as we would consider
judicial business,
which has to do with the order of your church. We pray for your leading. We pray for an openness of spirit and mind. We pray that we would do all things as unto you. We pray that we would be open so that the Holy Spirit might work in our hearts, so that we might be led in all things to glorify Christ, to lift his name and advance the kingdom here today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Gentlemen, you have the report in front of you, page 510 and following. Are there any who need additional copies or need copies of the report?
I'm going to suggest that you've got many opportunities simply to explain what it's all about rather than reading. Okay.
But items 1 and 2 should be. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Item
1, items referred to and considered by the committee, A through I, minutes.
Again, this is page
510. Okay. Okay. Item 2 is the statement of major issues discussed. That runs A through Q. Item 3, recommendations.
Now read them.
The committee recommends that the assembly adopt the following recommendations. A, this is the second reading of a proposed amendment to the Book of Church Order, dealing with paragraph 15-2 of the Book of Church Order. B, all of section B deals with the report of the Permanent Subcommittee on Judicial Business. Items 1, sub-items 1 through 6, the Committee on Commissioners agrees with that which you find in your handbook on the pages noted. Item C on page 513, the Committee of Commissioners amended the recommendations of the report of the Permanent Subcommittee dealing with overture number 4 and dealing with overture number 7 and dealing with recommendation 10, which embraces changes to the Book of Church Order. If you go to page 517, item 4, deals with overture number 17. On page 518, item 5, deals with
overture number 19.
Item number 6 handles one of the complaints, which we've already dealt with by way of a partial report before you. On page 518, section D, in this area, your subcommittee is bringing to you those things where we have added to the recommendations. That is, we are bringing in additional recommendations over and above that which appeared in the commissioner's handbook. One has to do with a recommendation dealing with the Book of Church Order 21-1. Okay. Item E has to do exclusively with editorial corrections to the information found in the Commissioner's Handbook. Item F on page 519, substitutions for the recommendations of the Permanent Subcommittee. Resolution number 13 is dealt with. Item 2, dealing with recommendation 20, was dealt with by this General Assembly by way of a partial report. Item G brings before you opinions given by your permanent subcommittee during the course of the year between the 5th and the 6th General Assemblies. Item H deals with Overture 12 from Warrior Presbytery and Overture number 33 from Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. On page 521, item I deals with references that were submitted to the Permanent Judicial Committee. On page 522, at the top of the page, J is our treatment of the resolution from W. Jack Williamson regarding an amendment to the Book of Church Order 15-1, item 12. Item K is our review of the minutes of the Permanent Subcommittee on Judicial Business.
All right, Mr. Chairman, before you begin, is Reverend John Terlau still in the building? John Terlau still in the building? If anyone sees him, there's a note for him up here. Okay. Mr. Chairman, we're ready to take up your recommendation.
All right, if you'll return to page 512 of our report. And at the same time, go to page 507 of your handbook. There you'll find the proposed amendment to the Book of Church Order, which we have before us by way of the second reading. And our recommendation is that the following proposed amendment to the Book of Church Order, which received a majority vote at the 5th General Assembly and the required approval of 2/3 of the presbyteries, affirmative votes 17, negative votes 1, and not voting 3, be enacted as an amendment to the Book of Church Order. And the text of that follows. I move its adoption.
I see no one seeking a microphone without objection. It is adopted.
Okay, under item B, we move the adoption of the following recommendations of the Permanent Committee on page 501, recommendation number 1. On page 501, recommendation number 5. On page 502, recommendation number 6. On page 502, recommendation 9. All right.
Just state, the first one has to do with atheistic communism, the second has to do with something, and we'll have to go with that.
Pardon?
Just say the first one has to do with atheistic communism, and we'll adopt it, or something like that.
Well, I'm trying to avoid going seriatim on these and vote. I'm moving all of them at once.
I believe you're going to have to take each one of them, sir.
The Assembly hasn't instructed us yet.
The Assembly hasn't said take them seriatim. You don't have to read them all, but I
think if you've got separate recommendations, we'll have to take each recommendation.